This is 5 Minute Friday! Welcome everyone to this episode. I'm very excited. My friend Aubrey Marcus has graced us with his time to come on and share some of his wisdom. Now, Aubrey is the CEO and founder of Onnit.com, which has been a sponsor of mine and a big supporter of mine as an athlete, but also they've sponsored the show, The School of Greatness, from the early days. And he has just been a great friend. We work out together. We hang out together. I see him in Austin when I'm out there. He comes out to LA. We'll go hang out on the beach or just go out to dinner and get some sushi. And it's always great to connect with him. He's got a brilliant mind in business, but a great philosophical mind as well. And he hangs out with champions all day long. He's got a fitness company and he's constantly training and hanging out with champions.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Champions utilize belief to their advantage. And I think in the great champions, belief becomes more than just something, oh yeah, I believe in myself. It becomes a weapon. And I think, you know, no more can that be seen than with Conor McGregor.
Oh my goodness.
And it's really interesting. Amazing. It's really interesting with fighters because fighters is a one-on-one contest, you know, and it's a direct competition. There's not a lot of rules. There's not a lot of things in place. Just the bare minimum.
It's not like 5-on-5.
Yeah. And it's not like there's a ball that you're at war, but we're actually just trying to get balls in nets or across lines or something like that. It's a lot more like just a direct physical primal confrontation.
Yes.
And so I think one of the things that you're doing leading up to the fights, because you know who you're going to fight, which is incredibly terrifying. I mean, I've gotten in fights, but I've never known that.
Right.
I was like, I got to fight this guy in this amount of time.
Yeah.
Is we're very adept at detecting other people's beliefs. We have great belief detectors because belief is such a powerful force in determining whether you'll be a success. As a biological evolutionary advantage, those people who could detect other people's belief certainly would have an advantage. So I think we're better at that than we realize. So when you're squaring off with someone and you have someone like Conor McGregor, whose belief in himself is at flat 100.
Yeah.
It is at flat 100.
It's crazy.
Like there's no wiggle room. So you're coming in and let's say you're pretty good. Your belief's at 98.5. You know, you're like, you have a little bit of doubt, just like a little tiny little bit of doubt. But that's usually better than almost anybody you see. So, and then you're looking over at this guy, Connor, and you're thinking, okay, where's your 98? Where's that 2%? You know, where's that 5%? Where? Oh shit, it's at 100. It's at 100. And then it starts to get you to question more. And then your belief number drops and then you're down to 95. Man, you still at 100 over there? Okay, damn. So then your number starts to go down a little lower to 90. Yeah. And then the fears start to creep in and then doubts about your performance start to creep in. But Connor uses that and he knows that and he uses it as a weapon. And it's not only against other people. He's so good at believing in himself. He tells people exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah.
That's why they call him Mystic Mac. Because he say, oh, against Chad Mendez, he said, within two rounds, I'm going to knock his head clean off. Well, obviously, that was an exaggeration. Nobody knocks a head clean off out of a video game. But basically, he's going to knock him out with a punch to the head, right? And what happened? Chad got him down in some brutal positions, had him on the mat, was bouncing elbows off his head. His head was pinned to the canvas. He's bleeding. What's Connor doing the whole time? Just talking to him.
He was dirty.
Just talking to him the whole time. Oh, is that all you got, Chad? I'm going to get up. I'm going to knock your head off.
Wow.
Oh, is that, you know, in his ear the whole time. His belief never wavered. So Chad's doing the very best he possibly can, crushing him ostensibly for all to see. But Connor's belief never wavered. And then they pop up with like a minute left to go in that second round. Connor predicted he was going to knock him out in the second. He's talking again. And what happened? The KO.
Wow.
You know, and even in the interviews, Chad's like, man, that guy never stopped talking the whole fight. So that belief just wore him down until finally the skills, you know, caught up and were able to,
wow,
to execute that. And I think, you know, getting that belief to 100, that's going to be hard. That's going to take a lot of hard work because you're not going to be able to believe. You know, people say, oh, yeah, what if I believe I can beat Mike Tyson? Well, you're never going to believe that because you haven't put in the work.
Right.
You're not that caliber.
You haven't got
of an
the
athlete.
Results. From
you haven't
people
got the
close
results.
To him or whatever. Yeah.
So belief is a really good belief system is supported by evidence. And then there's that little bit of delta. There's that little bit of I'm a little bit crazy and I believe this no matter what. And a lot of that is that mental override, that ability to tell your mind like, I'm not going to indulge any doubts. I'm going to do this. This is happening. This is the future. I am going to be a millionaire. I am going to have a best-selling book. I am going to start a company that's going to change the world. I'm going to do this. And just believing that, and it's a characteristic you see across the board from athletes to entrepreneurs. Their belief is the most unwavering. And people follow that belief. If you have that belief and you want people to line up and join your team and be part of that cause, you know, work on your belief. Do the small steps to get you that belief, and then really, you know, really believe that.
He just doesn't waver. He doesn't care what anyone thinks. He believes in himself that he can make it happen.
Yeah.
And he's building a movement around that belief and staying true to whatever it is that he believes. So
No doubt. You know, and politicians, you know, I don't have the highest respect for most politicians, and I've noticed them playing games with belief. They all say now, at a certain point it shifted in the debates, everybody started saying, when I am president.
Really?
Like if you ask them, when I am president is what they'll all
smart,
say, right?
Smart.
But it doesn't read authentic for most of these guys because they've had someone coaching them to say that.
Yeah.
And they don't really believe it. Like that's what people call the bullshit detector.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that thing's going off. There's gears flying off that one.
Yeah.
When Ben Carson is saying when I'm president.
When you have 3% poll ratings or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when I'm president. Really? Jeb Bush? Really? You know, like, I don't think so, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't believe that. I don't believe that. What kind of game are we playing here?
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, you got to be careful. There is that a little bit of that fake it till you make it, but it's got to be genuine because people will detect if you're just putting on airs. And that's that line where it becomes cocky. You know,
like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, cocky.
And she was super cocky and talking trash in a negative way.
It's hiding some kind of insecurity. You know, then that insecurity was probably that, shit, my team may not be really that good. You know,
or maybe can beat me. Or maybe she was a better striker.
Maybe there are matchups that are different. And you know, the great thing is this gives an opportunity for her to learn, you know,
exactly.
and I have immense faith in Ronda because she is a great champion, you know, but she'll figure it out. And she does have some good people on her team. Mike Dolce is on her team.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so she's got some good pieces to that. She's just got to, you know, sort out these other pieces and, you know, a great champion will adapt. And, you know, I think that's obviously there's a lot of other things that we could add on there. But another thing is great champions adapt.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, you put them in uncomfortable situations, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is belief that oh, this is a weird spot I'm in, like Conor McGregor. Oh, this is bad. I have a, you know, partially torn knee and I'm on my back and this dude is bouncing elbows off my head and I have blood trickling on my face. Not optimal. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all part of the plan.
Wow.
You know, I think that's important. And you just adapt and you get up and you figure out the way to do it. You know,
yeah.
Belief leads. And then, you know, you just have to have faith that you'll find a way.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.